Krishna, one day he was playing on Brahmand Ghat with all his funny friends. But today there was any other kind of a ranga. Mood. All were happy except Krishna. All were doing clapping and laughing so much, seeing towards Krishna, and all were laughing. Krishna could not understand anything. Baldev Prabhu was also clapping and so much laughing and clapping. Krishna could not think that what is the matter today. Dil Mangal told, "My dear friend, do you know why all are clapping?" "Oh, I cannot understand, I cannot think why they are clapping." He told in his very, very in the ear of Krishna, "You are not son of Yashoda Maiya. This is the fact. How? Because you are black, your mother is golden color, your father is also golden color. How? From where you came? Black, so black." Krishna, "Oh, I'm black." He could not reply them that why he has black, but his mother and father both are so golden color, so beautiful. And they began more to clap and to do like this, Krishna. And Krishna began to weep. "Oh, I am not the son of my mother Yashoda." And he began to weep. And all were clapping and all were use rijha rahe the, making fun of him. Krishna began to weep and he ran towards his home to mother Yashoda. Yashoda was doing something, preparing anything for Krishna, and Baldev, Roni Maya was also there, all were engaged in that. But Krishna was today so weeping and began to roll down on earth. Yashoda Maya at once came and he wanted to pacify Krishna. "Why? What became of you? Who has beaten you?" And his two castes, "I will beat them. I will punish them." "Oh, Baldev has done?" "He is not telling me." "Who has done? Sridham has done?" "Oh, they are so wicked, I know." "Why you go to with them and play? What has been done? Tell me." And he began to take Krishna in his lap, her lap. But he was doing like, and he was sliding. And he could not pacify, he began to weep more and more. After some time, he was thinking, why is he? Anyhow, he took Krishna in his lap forcibly and told that, "Tell in my ear, who has done this? Your father has chastised you, or who has chastised?" He told, "Oh, all are clapping and laughing that you are not your son, Yashoda Maiya. Anyhow, your mother was black, your father was black." No. "They were black. And from them you came. But perhaps they could not support you and they have no milk in their place. And that is why they kept it in a tree hole. And there you were weeping, sometimes talking your this, and weeping bitterly. No one was to take care. Nand Baba is so merciful. He came to Brahmand Ghat to take bath and he saw that, oh, any orphan boy. And he is weeping there. So he became merciful. And he took at once in his lap and returned to home and gave in the lap of Yashoda. He has no mother and father. So you should support this boy like a boy. So they are telling that you are not son of Yashoda, Maya and Nanda Baba. Then I am going anywhere else to search my father and mother. Or I will go in Brahmand Ghat and jump. Or I will go to any dense forest, anywhere. I don't want to be here. Yashoda Maya told you. Who told? So all are telling. Dau Bhaiya is also telling. Yes, he is also telling. Oh, I am telling you, taking the oath of my deity Narayan, that you are my son. You are sure my son. I have taken you in my own, and whole Brajavasi are
witness.
All know this fact. So you can go to any mother of any boy, your friend, and they will tell you. So I am taking this oath that you are my son, you are my son, you are my son. You don't like that. One day, he became more. And then he was telling that, Mother, I want to graze cows. This is a fashion or this is a rule and regulation in Indian goats, milkmen, that their sons should be also in a very good auspicious day and they should go to
the park.
So now Krishna and Baldev with all boys, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, they used to graze cows very nearer to Gokul, very nearer, not going here and there. So they were grazing. One day, Krishna, as a habit, he was taking, stealing butter. And Yashoda told, oh, why you don't tell me abundant of all these things? Why you go to other homes and steal butter like this? You should not do. Mother, when I have stolen, in very morning, you send me to
cow grazing,
not cow, calf grazing. I go to Madhuban, no? And whole day with them there grazing. And evening I return. So when I still, I have no time. And coming from that, at once taking anything and sleep, and again going there. Yashoda is telling that tene hi makhan khayo. Kya makhan khayo? Krishna is telling Maya, main nahi makhan khayo bhor bhayo madhu very good. Go on. Very good. Main nahi makhan khayo Maya, Mother, I have not taken makhan. I have not stolen makhan. When I have done? Bhor bhayo gauvan ki paache madhuban mohi pathayo. I went to graze cows in very morning. And whole day then do, I tired and then I returned and at once I began to sleep. But Yashoda Maya said, oh yes, you have stolen, I know. Then Krishna told, weeping, it seems that, Mother, you are not my brother. You are my stepbrother, perhaps, Mother. So why I am here? Then I am going to anywhere else. And telling that, Krishna weeping and began to run away from the home. Yashoda Maya at once turned and he began to weep. But my dear son, you are my son. Never tell like this, otherwise I will die. I know that you have not taken makhan. My son, you have not taken makhan. And Krishna is then weeping, telling, Maya, maine hi makhan khayo. Maine hi makhan khayo means?
I have
taken makhan. And Yashoda Maya is telling me, no, my friend. You have not taken makhan. And then Yashoda Maya picked up Krishna and began to weep. Krishna was also like doing. So, all this is like a, renewal of love. Also, Yashoda Maya, that perhaps this is the case that Krishna goes to other houses, neighbor houses, to take makhan because there are sweet. And in my house, I have kept so many servants, maid servants. They make curd and they churn, and perhaps the makhan is so sour, not so sweet. So from today, I will tell all the my servants and maid servants, all my sakhis, they should go to residence to Deepavali. Right? To arrange for Deepavali. You know Deepavali? To Govardhan, lakhs and lakhs pradeep are given. And in your home, everywhere pradeep with ghee, not candle. Ghee pradeep is so much gainful, so pure, and it refreshes the air and everything. So, all went, and Yashoda Maya milks Padma Gandha. Padma Gandha, goma, means, whose milk was like Padma Gandha, lotus flowers fragrant. Kalindi, Yamuna, Pishangi, so sweet all. Eight cows were special, like eight sakhi, eight manjaris, also eight special cows were in Nandbal. There had been taken special care for that. So Yashoda Maya, today's milk in evening. And made very beautiful curd. And the upper malai, cream was like so thick. And reddish color. He was tuck-buck doing everywhere. Tuck-buck, you know? Everywhere. Drops of ghee are seen like pearls here and there. Yashoda Maya, very morning, at about 4, in what time? Brahma Muhurta. And she sat to shell. There was a big rope in the end of the road, two sides with some wooden to catch hold. And in a very big, round pillar, she wrapped 2-3 times. And she was doing like this. Yashoda Maya, very beautiful. Otherwise, Krishna cannot be so beautiful. Yashoda Maya was both beautiful. See, her breast was soaked. And this was very, so beautiful. Wearing a very fine means reshmi, you know. That can come in this nail hole. 10 yards sari may come here. How fine. India was famous for this. Especially in Dhaka. So she was wearing. And his beauty, oh, so sweet beauty, was peeping from that. And wearing some
golden necklace.
And earring here golden, and here golden bangles. And he was doing so. Govinda Dhamo Dharma Sveti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Sveti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma. Sweat like pearls, from mouth here and there coming. The flowers from his veins were one by one coming. And the ankles like kartal, very sweet kartal, not like so. Jhampa kartal, no. No, no, no. Never. Like sprinkling. They were to him. And when he was churning the mathani with curd, the sound was like dhittam, dhittam, dhittam. Those who are not serving Krishna, worshipping Krishna, chanting Krishna, fight to them, fight to them. Like dhittam, 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 like this. And she was absorbed totally. Forget everything. Observing in, thinking the past tense of boy Krishna, and going on doing. Krishna was sleeping on the bed, and now he was so hungry, quite naked. But he, at that time also in sleeping, a very little bansi, always he keep used. Never. Perhaps he brought from his mother womb, or I don't know. So he was like that. So, with bansi in one hand and weeping, mother, 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 and sometimes like this, mother here, searching. But mother was not. Anyhow, he opened his eyes and said, oh, very far away my mother is journeying. Now he wanted to go to his mother. Their weapons is what? Oh, only to cry and to weep loudly, more loudly, louder, louder, loudest. So she was weeping, but Yashoda Maiya, not hearing, Govinda Damo Dharma Dharveti, Govinda Damo. And vessel was doing gharra, 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 like this. All totally opposite. Krishna, oh, my mother is not here. So began to more louder, louder. But Yashoda Maiya, not hearing. Totally observed. What is this? Yatra mad bhaktra gayanti tat sthami narat. Naam tishthami Vaikuntha, I am not in Vaikuntha. Yoginam hrde, not in the hearts of Yoginam. Where madbhakta gayanti, where they sing, and then at once I used to go there. I cannot live in Vaikuntha anywhere. So quickly Krishna leaving this palanka back, and he is running towards Maiya. He wanted to go. But how he should from that palank was so high, so how to come? He can jump whole world, no harm. He can fly with trinavarsa here and there, but he cannot get out from his bed. So anyhow, weeping. How weeping? Like this.
Rubbing.
Like here.
Rubbing his eyes.
Krishna was himself so black. And this black water from kajal also coming out, and he doing so all kajal here. So he became more
black.
More beautiful. Anything. Krishna is even naked, he's so beautiful. And if a black spot is here, oh, more beautiful. If he is covered with dust of Goraja, cow's face. Oh, it is like a very beautiful powder. And if anyone has met up Krishna, so beautiful. Anything given to Krishna, it makes more beautifulness. He is so beautiful. So, Kajal was there, he was covered with kajal, but yet he was so beautiful. And then he gets down from the cot and he quickly, anyhow, on this, come down. And then he was going. And more and more loudly, louder he was weeping. At last he went to very nearer to her mother and stood up and took by his one hand here Yashoda Maiya, and other hand on that churning stick. What happened? At once he stopped his singing and he saw like that. He saw that, oh, beautiful lad. Lala, मेरा लाला है मेरी मेरा लाला और ये कह करके कृष्ण को गोद में उठाया. He took Krishna in her lap and covered Krishna and gave his her breast and Krishna was kissing or sucking and so much milk in her breast that khir samudra koti koti laps and lakhs khir samudra can come from that. So much. And Krishna's stomach, how much? Koti koti birja. Birja, you know, can be here. Whole world can be here. So there was a competition. Milk was not stopping. And his hunger and his pet was not. माने भर नहीं रहा. नॉट सो इट वॉज गोइंग ऑन. व्हाट विल बी देयर वी विल एक्सप्लेन. आई थिंक दैट आई शुड ऑल्सो टेल ऑल दिस कथा ब्यूटिफुल इन मॉर्निंग ऑल्सो क्लास because it will be very benefit for you. And in my classes in morning, I have told the teachings of Raghunath Das Goswami. Very, very good. You should try to obey all these things and to follow. If you want bhakti, and if you don't want bhakti, you want to play and to test any worldly desires, then I am not requesting. But I will request you that if you want bhakti, then try to follow very purely and boldly and strongly what Raghunath Das has told. But these pastimes have so many teachings also, so many philosophy of bhakti, so much deep philosophy of bhakti. And I will try to explain them. Gaur Prema.
Thank you.
Lie? No. Krishna is not son of anyone. He is Supreme God. So Baldev was telling a tattva. And all the Sakha were also telling this tattva. But Krishna and Braj Leela is so more over there.
Beyond tattva.
Beyond. All the lies are, any one of these are not lies. All are true to action.
Absolute truth.
Krishna is eternal son of Yashoda Maya and Nanda Baba. Eternal. Gone.
Tonight, for the pleasure of Srila Gurudev, we have a very nice drama on Lord Chaitanya Leaves Home. Thank you.
हो गया कंप्लीट ऑल विलेजर्स ऑल द नेबरहुड वेंट अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग टू मीट चैतन्य महाप्रभु निमाई पंडित व्हेन दे रीच देयर दे सॉ एट वंस Sachi Maya was infant. Also Vishnu Priya Devi, like dry wood, no tears, no sense, nothing. Whole environment was weeping. Nimai, Nimai, where Nimai? Quickly, Srivas Pandit and all others came. What happened? Why all are weeping? They began to search. But what happened in the night, separated from her mother and wife, she came on the bank of Ganges. So cool, very cool air was blowing. And in the midst of night, at 12 in night, he jumped up in Ganges, telling, "Oh Krishna, oh Krishna," and he jumped at once. He was also not in sense. And that ghat is called Nidya ghat. And he jumped. And anyhow, he crossed the Ganges near Kantak Nagar. And he went to the ashram of Keshav Bharati. And he told that, "I want to take sannyas." He told that, "It is absurd. I cannot give you sannyas. I will not order you to shed your curved hair. Never, never." But he was weeping, Krishna, Krishna, and telling that, "I must take sannyas." Anyhow, barber was called and he took his
razor.
But till from morning to sunrise, sunset, he could not do. He was also weeping, Mahaprabhu was also weeping, and also Keshav Bharati weeping. At that time, Chandrasekhar Acharya and Gadadhar Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu. Anyhow, they helped, and his hair was set. Keshav Bharati came and told, "I want to give mantra, but Mahaprabhu told, what mantra you are going to give me? I think that you will give same mantra that I am telling to you. Please hear me. Same mantra or not?" And strictly he told that mantra and made him disciple. And then his Gurudev also became so happy and told him, "Oh yes, same mantra I am going to give." And then he was given. And at once Mahaprabhu vachaned, Nimai Pandit vachaned, "Oh Lord Krishna, oh my beloved Krishna, where you are? I cannot live without you." Sometimes rolling down on the earth. And now he was going to Vrindavan. But strictly, Nityananda Prabhu took him to Sandipnipuri. And again, Sandipuri. And there he met with her mother. And what happened? Very pathetic scene. More pathetic than this. It was so pathetic. But you can imagine that what was the scene when Vishnu Priya Devi was weeping and his mother was weeping. She could not weep, not a drop of tear was there.
Complete dry.
Right. She was like wood. But for the sake of good of whole world, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. If he had not taken sannyas, we were not knowing him. Hare Krishna was not propagated anywhere. And what is Krishna Prem? Who is Krishna? Who is Radha? Who are gopis? Who is Vrindavan? What is Vrindavan? What is Krishna Prem? Never anyone has known. Only to sprinkle he took sannyas. And after what happened, you know, whole life. He was weeping and making weeping others. Very vipralambha mood. Vipralambha, you know? Separation mood. Very separation. Taking the mood of Srimati Radhika. So many thanks to you. You have played very beautiful and very, what?
Moving.
Well,
moving.
I want to give my heartly blessings to you. That is, any day you should be qualified to realize what is Krishna Prem and weep bitterly like Vishnu Priya Devi and Sachi Maya for Krishna. Oh beloved, where Krishna you are. Though there are some lacking, so much lacking, but anyhow it was very pathetic. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, or Chaitanya Chaitanya, anywhere it is not written like this. Vishnu Priya never requested him that and knew that you are going to take sannyas. Strictly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cheated her. There was no dialogue like this. Sachi Maya used to know. But anyhow, very pathetic. My heartly blessing to you. You should be blessed. Jai Prama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They should come. They should come to me.